MTD Radio News. I'm Joe Miller. The Biden administration making plans to send additional 1,500 active duty troops to the U.S.-Mexico border in anticipation of an influx of migrants when the Title 42 Public Health Authority expires next week. The U.S. military has long provided support to the Department of Homeland Security on the border and a surge of personnel to the area, not unprecedented. Currently, there's about 2,500 National Guard troops on the border. The snow cones served were almost as colorful as the mural introduced to the public at the Roswell Public Library Saturday. The mural by Taja Ramage celebrates Hispanic culture and is located near the library's Spanish collection. The choice of Saturday for the event was to mark two occasions, Day of the Child and Day of the Book. More than 400 people attending the mural celebration. Among other works Ramage has created for the library are the koi pond that decorates the floor, a waterfall mural, and a stylized version of Roswell's skyline. This mural's the largest piece she's created for the library to date. It covers an 18-foot-long half wall. It's about 3.5 feet high. The work also extends around corners and along shorter sides that provide a total length of about 30 feet. A reminder, the Lincoln County Food Bank needs you. They're really appreciating any donations you can make. The Lincoln County Food Bank needs your donations. You can consider donating money to the food bank on the website, and you can drop off non-perishable in-date food. If you'd like more information, go to their website. And mark those calendars. Save the date for the Ruidoso Valley Chamber Banquet. This year's theme is Tacos and Tequila. It's their annual banquet and awards celebration, Into the Mountain Gods. It's June the 9th. If you'd like more information, give them a call. That's what's happening. I'm Joe Miller, MTD Radio News.